This is Ray Hanania's Column Commentary Podcast, which is available on Middle East issues and issues of American politics. You can get information at thearabdailynews.com for the Middle East side and at illinoisnewsnetwork.com for my mainstream political column. The nation's biggest challenge, credit card debt, September 15, 2016. I remember the John F. Kennedy assassination. I remember the 9/11 terrorism. And I remember the first time I used a credit card. The Vietnam War ended and I had been transferred to an Air National Guard base in Peoria. When I got home to Burbank, I borrowed my mom's car to drive to Peoria. She gave me a plastic card and she explained I could use it to get gasoline from Shell. Wow! How the world changed since I left to join the fight against the commie bastards. The tank was filled and I jumped in without thinking, pretty much the same way we got into the Vietnam War and later the Iraq War and a few more. I drove to Peoria. On the way back, I passed the Shell station outside of Pontiac where I stopped. I didn't fill up the tank, the owner did, and he checked the oil and cleaned the windshield too. Something only homeless people do these days. The gasoline cost $6, and I handed him the plastic card. A few minutes later, he returned and said it didn't work. I was in uniform, and that buzz cut was still fresh down the back of my neck. Turned out the owner served during World War II. He told me I could mail the money when I got home, and I did as soon as I got home, with a letter explaining how much I appreciated his courtesy and his respect, which came from trust. Little did I know that paying off credit card debt would soon become a lifelong struggle, like trying to lose weight, and trust would become a thing of the past. Credit card debt is our biggest challenge, not only for individuals, but for the entire country. Credit cards have taught us to mortgage the future, something, as it turns out, government does all too well. Credit cards let us buy what we can't afford, usually junk we don't really need. If I could tell one thing to young people today, it's to avoid using a credit card. If I could tell one thing to a congressman, if they listen, I would say crack down on credit card interest rates. They really are out of line. The other day I got this expensively designed letter and costly brochure from Discover Credit Card that lavished praise and played to my ego. I have a great credit rating. Why do they get to know more about my credit history than I do, by the way? Discover begged, pleaded, and cajoled me to sign up for their card. They even offered me no interest for 6 months. Buried deep in all of it was the interest rate that they would charge, 25%. Gangsters don't even charge 25%. Credit card companies can charge outrageous interest even though the average consumer barely earns 0.5% on their savings accounts. Actually, our savings account is really money we give to the bank for protection. Gangsters call it piso. They charge us to use our money so they can make huge profits. It's a twisted protection racket. If all things were equal, the bank should only be allowed to charge 5% above the federal prime interest rate, which is 3.5% today. The banks are gangsters, like Colombian drug killer Pablo Escobar and Mexican murderer El Chapo Guzman. The bankers give huge amounts of money to the politicians, so the politicians can protect their corrupt interests, not the interests of the people they exploit. We must change that. Why do we care more about helping foreign countries than helping our own people? Why is the issue of immigration more important than credit card debt? I miss that moment in time when two strangers could meet as Americans with a shared purpose and goal based on a sense of courtesy, respect, and trust. That's true patriotism. Caring about fellow Americans and addressing the real problem we face in this country, mounting credit card debt, mounting government debt, mortgaging the future of our children to give political insiders huge pensions to secure their future while the rest of us struggle with barely enough to survive. Give me a leader who really cares about that. I'm Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. I have several websites online where you can get information, rayhanania.com, themediaoasis.com, thearabdailynews.com, and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. You can always friend me on Facebook at RG Hanania. And, of course, you can send me an email at rghanania@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.